Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, Merry Christmas, America. Now, this is pre-recorded, but it airs on Saturday, and that means we have, what, just 4 shopping days before December 25th? Are you ready? Look, actually being ready for Christmas is much more than having your presents wrapped and under the tree, much more than travel plans or meal prepping. Being ready for Christmas is understanding the miracle we are about to celebrate. It's been more than 2,000 years, but the reality that God came to earth as a baby? Oh, that's astounding. And it's something we should shout from our housetops. Tell everyone we know. The reality is this: Jesus came to earth as a baby. He will one day return to earth as the King of Kings, and he wants you to know that you can be part of his family. But if you're not ready, you will miss out. That's the gospel, and likely the most important truth that you will hear today or any day. It's good news. I have some more good news. I'm joined this morning by the love of my life, my best friend of nearly 3 decades, the incomparable Marnie Freeman. Welcome back to Pirate Money.
Well, thank you for having me back again. I'm excited.
All right. I'm hoping that you and I today can reflect on some of the things that have happened this past year. We'll look back at 2024, look ahead a little bit to 2025. There have been some bad things, some good things, and some beautiful things. This is Pirate Money Radio. So, Marnie, what stands out for you in 2024?
I mean, so much happened. So much good and so much bad also. But we're going to end on the good. I don't even know where to start, except for the biggest.
Which is?
The election.
The election.
Of course.
Absolutely. All right. So my favorite memory of the election was when you and I traveled together to Atlanta, and we were able to meet with Dr. Carson and Charlie Kirk and so many faith leaders.
Yeah.
But we were also able to pray for President Donald Trump.
It was amazing. He's a nice guy.
He really was. He's a lot more humble. I've met him a bunch of times. You and I have met him several times.
We have met him before, but he's humble.
He wouldn't know us. You wouldn't have said that 5 years ago or 8 years ago, but he was very humble. I mean, we've got a photo of us praying for him. Marnie, you're wearing your hat, and I'm in the back. You can pull out my gray hair and glasses. You see me just a couple of people behind the president, but he's sitting there with his head bowed and truly humble. Now, this is the same guy that was just a few weeks earlier got a little blood on his ear, right?
Right. That was, wow.
How iconic is that? He gets shot, you see him butt dumped down, and then you see him pull up and put the fist up and say, fight.
Right, right. It's powerful.
Yeah. So what were some other things in the election that stood out to you? The debate for me, for one.
Well, which one?
Well, the first one with President Biden, when he just couldn't answer a question.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in politics. Have you?
He was struggling. It wasn't his best.
No, it was kind of sad too, because we saw that decline with your dad about a year ago.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. I mean, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah, and Marnie's dad passed away the day after Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Remarkable man, an engineer, and so he was a good father. Mm-hmm. He was a good husband, and he was a good friend.
He was amazing. He's an engineer, smart guy. Love the Lord.
Yeah, so it was sad to watch him decline. We've watched President Biden, love him or hate Joe Biden, you know, he was a fiery, strong character, and he's still fiery, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, and again, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, and the debate showed that out, didn't it?
It did.
You know, after they'd lied to us for all that, you know, Joe Scarborough, I remember him saying, "Oh, he's the sharpest he's ever been," and that was just a month or so before.
That's what I didn't understand. Literally watching my dad, that happened to my dad, and declining, and you can see it. I feel like, why would they go down that path with him?
Pure politics. They were trying to beat President Trump. They were, you know, and when they knew that he couldn't win, you know, immediately he bows out. They send George Clooney to talk to him, you know, on behalf of Pelosi and Obama.
Right.
Which was kind of sad. And then they substituted Kamala Harris, the vice president.
They did.
She wasn't very popular, though, before.
I think that backfired on them, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, and she made it all the way. If you're a woman, you have to vote for me. Did that appeal to your friends?
No, not at all. I mean, I want someone who is actually very sharp in the mind, that has good policy, that can lead this country. They have strength to do that.
Competent and supporting our Christian values.
Right.
I mean, she was like abortion, 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 you know, all the way through.
The death culture. I didn't want the death culture.
Yeah. And what did you think, you know, when she had all these celebrities marched out, just because Oprah, quote, endorsed her, did that make women want to vote for her?
No. I think we're wiser than that. Maybe the younger set. And I don't even think the younger set now falls for that.
Yeah, Taylor Swift didn't do anything for her either, or Beyonce or all that. What did you feel when you heard the billion dollars she spent and 1 million of it went to Oprah?
Floored. And I'm thinking, what were the ethics of that? It just was not... It didn't show strength. I think it showed weakness. Like, I've got to pull every string I can to make my possible presidency work.
What offends me is Oprah's extraordinarily wealthy. And the wealthy people I know, they were putting money into the election to support values.
Yeah.
In this case, she's probably a billionaire, and yet she was taking money out. That just seems wrong to me.
It seems very wrong to me. I think people are tired of that. They want transparency. They want truth. They want honesty. They want, smart, true, honorable things.
So this was a wild campaign season. Then the podcasts, like Joe Rogan was so good for President Trump. And then she went on one sex podcast or something.
I think something that happened with Joe Rogan is, they tried to cancel him also. And he was, he's kind of middle of the road guy. And I really like him, really smart. But when they tried to cancel him, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, it didn't. In fact, it backfired. Yeah. When they canceled Elon Musk, he goes out and buys X and goes to Trump. He was middle of the road too. I mean, all of this happened in the election. That, I think you're right, is the top story of the past year. We were on this radio program just a couple of weeks ago, and we met a lady you actually introduced me to, Kathy Barnett.
Yeah. Again, amazing, amazing lady.
Yeah. She's black. She's conservative. She says, I grew up in South America. And it's like, really? The Deep South.
The Deep South.
Yeah, and she grew up on a pig farm, and now she was running Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign. So,
can you believe that? I mean, the American dream. Right there.
Yeah. No, she grew up in a very, Kamala Harris, I grew up in a middle class family. She grew up in a lower class environment. She didn't know how poor they were because they had family and they loved each other. She said, I thought my grandma wanted to spend time with me actually growing vegetables in the garden. But what she really wanted was my free labor because they couldn't afford to pay somebody to help.
I mean, and she learned the value of hard work. Which is another part of the American dream.
She did, and she's applying it today. She's a brilliant, brilliant lady. All right, so what to you were the key issues? Why did people vote for Trump? The young people, black, Hispanic, people that were unexpected, women, voted much more for Trump than for Biden. What do you think was driving them?
I think part of it is his strength to stand in the entire world and culture. He's all for America, and people are tired of America being put second fiddle to everybody, to the rest of the world.
Would you call it leadership?
Leadership. Absolutely leadership.
See, I think Biden is a great leader for the woke progressive movement. I think he's atypical. There's nothing really there. It's not really functioning all that well, but it makes people wealthy who are pulling the con. I don't know a better way to say it. And, Hunter Biden's pardon really kind of proved how disingenuous that group is.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I did see that coming, but that was disheartening. I mean, we have people like J6ers and things like that rotting in jail.
Well, we've got a new administration coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to, we're going to take a break here in a second, but I want to talk when we get back about the growth of the pirate money movement and why pirate money is sweeping across America. We've got some really good news there, and we'll share some of it right after this break.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, it is almost Christmas. We are talking with Marnie Freeman. My beautiful wife has joined me today, which I'm thrilled of. That's a Christmas present for me. And we were talking the first about the election and the impact it had. And we talked, Marnie, you said leadership is one of the reasons you think people voted for President Trump.
I do. And I mean, his stances on policies. I mean, the things obviously we agree with from a Christian
like pro-life
value standpoint. Yeah, pro-life and those things.
Free speech.
Closing the border, those type of things.
Yeah.
Absolutely stand for.
One that stands out for me is this whole idea of economic freedom and economic justice. And part of that with economic freedom, here's a Washington Times article. It says, White House tells the staff to spend as much money as possible ahead of the Trump presidency. That's one thing where Biden is trying to hogtie the Trump administration coming in. But no, I really want to get to the other one, the spying on Americans. Did you see there's a House report out that the government went into all the bank accounts and said, you've got to give us all this information. And they used literally the Patriot Act tools to try and spy on Americans through their bank accounts.
I mean, it's horrifying, actually. It's very horrifying. And I mean, that was put into place originally to help find terrorists. And now it's being used against us.
What does it make you think when you want, let's say you went to Ulta and bought some cosmetics or something. Do you want the government to know exactly what you're buying or what you buy at the grocery store or the bookstore or anything else? It's just a matter of personal privacy.
It is.
And how much, do you want them knowing how much you spend on certain things? Is that their business?
It's none of their business. No, I don't like it. And I don't think any American likes it.
I don't want my neighbors knowing that, let alone the government or the IRS and all of the things. So what that leads to is this notion of weaponization. We've talked about central bank digital currencies here. We've talked about how the government's spying on Americans. But we have a solution. We're Pirate Money Radio for a reason. Let's talk pirate money. You've been active and involved in this. I've tried to explain what pirate money is, but give your perspective because you say it so clearly and so well.
I just think I say it a little more layman. So, I mean, I will take it down even further. You have a debit card on your own dollars, right? So now we want to have a debit card on your own gold and silver.
But I can't afford gold, Marnie.
Oh, no, you can. You can put a penny in all the way up to, you know, millions of dollars if you have it.
Okay, so I could own a penny's worth of gold. There's no way. I mean, that would be a tiny little fleck of gold, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you don't shave it off.
Yeah.
Electronic transfer is how that happens.
Okay, so how does it set up? Just describe for our listeners how it sets up.
Okay, well, we found a technology which we don't endorse per se. We're not connected to per se, but a thing called Glint Pay, a company called Glint Pay. So it's like a credit card on your own gold and silver. So you go online and you purchase or you can take to them gold or silver and then they put a debit card on that.
All right, so let's explain this. Essentially, what if we set up a depository in a state?
Yes.
And we allowed people to hold their gold there. And if you don't have gold, you can buy gold as little as one penny's worth.
Yes.
You can store your money in the form of gold or silver at a state. It would be considered legal tender and you could go and pay for it. Now, I walk into a store, let's say Kroger, and I want to buy some gold
I want to buy some oranges with
gold. How would I do that? How does that work?
Okay, so you set up your account, you put however much money you want from a penny.
Let's say $100.
So you put $100,
And that will buy me a fraction of an ounce of gold.
Right, and so they give you a card, or you have an app you can use it. You go into the store, you get your oranges, you swipe your card or use your app, and it'll take out gold and silver, and then it converts it into the U.S. dollar, right back into the U.S. dollar.
Okay, so Kroger gets U.S. dollars. The comparison I think that's best is if you ever travel outside the United States and you take your MasterCard and you buy something, you may be buying in euros in Europe. And what will happen is it will translate your dollars into euros. In this case, it would translate your gold into dollars and pay the merchant. But what if the merchant wanted to keep it in gold?
Well, they could. They have that option. I think we're working on that. That would be another ideal way to pay or to receive payment.
Yeah, and it could be gold or silver. So my $100 could buy me 3 1/2 ounces of silver, or it could buy me 1/1 ounce of gold, but it just is a choice.
I mean, otherwise your gold and silver is locked up. God says that gold and silver is true money, and we can't spend it.
Right. So bottom line is the idea of making gold and silver an alternative currency is something that legislation is being looked at, something, Marnie, you and I have been working on.
Yes.
For several years. You've heard this dream from me for at least a dozen years. I've had it since I was 10 years old.
I know. You were dreaming about this stuff at 10. And you wanted to be head of the Federal Reserve, too, but I think you've changed your mind on that.
I don't know. I want to get Texas and the whole United States on a gold and silver standard. Yeah. All right. So we've had legislative sessions. We've walked the halls of Austin, and I've been to Des Moines, Iowa, and I've been to
Florida,
Oklahoma City, and we've been to Tallahassee together.
Yes.
That was fun, that travel to Tallahassee.
That was fun.
And
Mike and the whole team, we've been all over the country.
Yeah, no, and we've been telling people that, hey, look, you don't have to be stuck with a declining dollar. You can have this choice. What it's going to take, though, it's going to take legislation, and we've been working on that. If a state makes this legal tender, you can own gold and silver and use it as money instead of U.S. dollars as an option, not replacing the U.S. dollar, but as an option. So when you go to pay for stuff, and one of the benefits is you get to hold your money in the form of gold or silver. And why does that matter to a mom?
Okay, so part of it is it's a way to save and hedge against the inflation. But if I need to get access to that money really quickly because I need a soccer ball, the car has gotten a flat tire, or the washer goes down, I have access to that money quickly because it's really hard, as most people know, to convert gold to dollars and vice versa.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Let's just say I came home and said, Marnie, I've got to go on a long trip. Here's 1 ounce of gold, and I want you to use this to take care of needs at home while I'm gone. I'll be overseas. You got 1 ounce of gold, and our daughter calls from college and says, I need new pointe shoes because mine were worn out, and she's a ballet superstar. We love her, and she's so good at it. What would you do with 1 ounce of gold the old way?
The old way, I would say thank you so much and go put it under my bed or in a vault or something.
You spend it? How do you spend it?
I can't go in a store and spend it.
No, you go to a pawn shop. That's what people do. You go to a pawn shop and you get not a great deal when you go to a pawn shop.
No.
And it takes a while. It's a process. You'd have to get the dollars out, and then you'd have to go and you'd have to convert those, put them in a bank or something so that you could electronically transfer and things like that. So,
I mean, if you had an emergency, you could not do it.
Yeah. So in this new world, if we get pirate money passed, exactly how would it work for you?
Oh my goodness. I would be putting, some of my funds over in that account.
Right.
And then I would just let it sit there and let it grow. And we've seen that because we actually bought a little bit, put it aside in that account, and it's grown because it's gold.
But what if you need to spend it?
Silver. I actually have spent it. We've gone to restaurants and bought gas with it and those type of things with the card that they give you. And it's been fabulous. No flaws.
All right, I love it. There is a commercial company called Glint, and we're not advertising for them. Right. We have no economic interest in them. It's a proof of concept, and we've taken it to the legislators in various states. I was a part of a Utah study group, and in that group, with the treasurer of the state, Marla Oaks, with legislators like Ken Ivory, with a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, with the head of the Utah Bankers Association, with the American representative of the World Gold Council, with leading experts, and we studied this all summer. We had multiple meetings. I flew to Salt Lake to attend these meetings, and guess what the conclusion of the study was? We found that this is a practical, constitutional, Article 1, Section 10 way to use money at the state level, and it should be exempt from any federal taxation if you do this.
Would that be incredible? Like, if we could not have capital gains on money, we don't have capital gains on our dollars.
So one of my highlights for this past year was going with you and our team, Mike, Russell, Laurie, Kieran, all the people, who else went?
Oh, Marilyn, and I mean,
Tremendous group of people.
There was a lot of, there's like about 80 of us almost.
Daryl, Mike. We went to San Antonio at the Texas State Republican Convention, and what was the response we got?
Oh, it was overwhelming. We blew the whole convention out of the water. People were coming, they were flooding in, wanting to know more. And you tell them what we got out of that.
We had a Pirate Money booth. It's the most popular booth. I don't know if it was because we gave out free chocolate coins and pirate booty. People were coming
along.
They
were hungry. They were very hungry.
But it's also because we had treasure maps. And we made the top 10 legislative priorities.
Right. How many millions of people voted for that? They
had Prop 7. Yeah. Which was on the Republican primary ballot. Look, there's the numbers.
Yeah, 76.5% voted yes.
Let's round up 77%. I'm a math guy. We can round that up.
And that was without people even knowing about it.
That was
fully.
So 1.6 million voters voted for this compared to about 500,000 who voted against it. So 77 to 23% really.
And again, that's when people didn't know anything about it really.
Right.
Now people are learning about it.
Well, the proposition said the Texas legislature should establish authority within the Texas Comptroller's office to administer access to gold and silver through the Texas Bullion Depository for use as legal tender.
Now, when we were walking around in Austin, the thing that we realized is people, if they were against it, they just didn't understand it. And once we explained how it fully works, they were all on board. It was exciting.
Democrats, too.
Democrats, all of them.
Republicans.
It is everyone across the board.
They do.
It's loved it.
Because they want to protect against inflation. They want to protect against people coming in and spying on their bank accounts. It really is a phenomenal thing. And we have just good news. It just released. Jimmy Patronis, CFO of the state of Florida, has announced that they're doing a study, he's making this a part of his campaign. I think he's going to run for Congress. He's making a part of this campaign. He's doing a study in Florida to do exactly what we've been talking about. They read the book Pirate Money.
Yes.
It's been passed around Florida. We were there handing it out, and Florida's picking up. I met with Governor Ron DeSantis, and he said, man, if Texas and Florida did this together, it would change America. And nobody could stop us. That's what we're working on. We're working on pirate money legislation to make it possible to use gold and silver as money. Once again, defeating inflation, solving economic problems, protecting against the national debt, preventing central bank digital currency. I'm so proud to be working with you, Marnie, because we're going to get this passed in 2025. That's a highlight from my year 2024. We'll have more on this right after this break.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And also my favorite person on planet Earth, my incomparable wife, Marnie Freeman. What a joy to have you here.
I am so glad you did not say insufferable.
No, incomparable. Not insufferable. You know, we're celebrating Christmas. We're looking back on what's happened in the previous year. We've gotten some Christmas presents. I had the honor of being on Glenn Beck's radio program recently. In fact, just out of the blue, Glenn was talking to Sarah Gonzalez on the radio just a week before. And Sarah was explaining what the Texas legislative session was going to look like. And out of the blue, Glenn says, do you think we're going to get this transactional gold legislation passed in Texas?
And Glenn said, yeah, we're working on it. We need to know more about it. We should have that guy, Kevin Freeman, on.
Yeah.
Did he have something to do with this? And I'm just going to tell you right now, you absolutely had everything to do with it. It was birthed out of, you know, a dream you had since you were 10.
I think it's a God idea. I don't want to take any credit personally.
Well, I agree with you
and
there.
A lot of people have come on board that have made it possible for us to do things. But Glenn picking it up was
amazing.
He's covered every one of my books that I've done, whether it's Secret Weapon or Game Plan or According to Plan. Every one of them, he has had me on his program, but he hadn't on Pirate Money until recently.
Right.
And you know, he said on air, he said, I've read this book. It's great. You should read it. I've read it twice.
You should read it.
Absolutely should read it. So we've got some great media coverage, and I'm really grateful. And we've got Charlie Kirk on board, and you know, we had the opportunity to go to the AmFest and speak there and have a booth there and Media Row and all that. That was great. And you'll be hearing some of our episodes on Pirate Money Radio that we recorded on Media Row at the America Fest in Phoenix. But we also had that legislator summit. Do you remember that in the summer? That was a highlight for me.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. We had legislators come from around the country because this is constitutional at the state level. And so we have different legislators coming in, putting on summits to train them. What is this? Why are we doing it? And how can they take it back to their states and make that legislation happen? And it was wonderful. Great legislators. We have some really great legislators.
We have 30 states that have contacted us for more information where somebody's read the book or given it to their state legislator. And, you know, that's something that people can do. If they want to, they can buy copies of the book and send it to whoever represents them, the governor, legislator, lieutenant governor, speaker of the House, that sort of thing.
Right. We have a pay it forward, too.
For more information about that, You can go to piratemoneybook.com. But at the Legislature Summit, we had some magic tricks, you know, so we like to entertain people, and we had performance. I can't believe it, but Danny Griego, who is an amazing country western artist,
he's
phenomenal.
Amazing.
He came out and sang, gave a private concert to these legislators, did it, you know, just out of the goodness of his heart because he wants to see pirate money legislation passed. He's a big fan. And he sang a new song. He debuted it for us that is now out on video. I don't know if you've seen this, but I think we should all watch Freedom by Danny Griego. Let's watch that video.
On a branch of a tree made for you and me, ever reaching for the sky, heaven sent for you and I, grows freedom. It don't matter where you're born,
who you are or what you've done,
believe with all your might,
you too will find love's light. Freedom.
Freedom knows no weights or bounds. Freedom,
wings that lift you off the ground. Freedom. One drop of love saves you and me
from a mustard seed of hope.
Springs a well.
Fight,
turning darkness
into light,
the light of freedom.
Bye.
the meek, the old freedom.
Forgiveness breaks all chains.
Freedom, no more slavery,
no more shame.
Freedom.
Wow, that's so, I mean, gosh. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand therefore, firm therefore, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1.
That just brought tears to my eyes, and just it wants me to bow my heart before the Lord.
It's Lee Greenwood like, proud to be American. It's like John Rich.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's so powerful. And Albion Josiah sings with Danny there, which is amazing. I had to look.
That guy's pretty incredible.
He is incredible. He's a opera and jazz singer. He's in Dallas. And I'm just looking at his bio. I didn't know anything, but I need to learn more about that incredible young man.
I do too. I mean, I'm impressed with both of them. That just brought the cinematography. Y'all can't see it, but the cinematography
on the video. If you watch at piratemoneyradio.com, you can watch the video and see us perform right. This. But if you're hearing on radio, you've got to look that up. You know, that's something you may want to learn a whole lot more about.
Yeah, look up Danny Griego.
Danny Griego and Albion Josiah. It's
powerful.
Incredible. And Danny's a friend. He said, you know, I think we should make that kind of a theme song for Pirate Money Radio. It's all about freedom, right?
I agree with him, and he's so gracious. Yeah, to let us show that
and play it. Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's a big fan of what we're doing. I'm a big fan of what he's doing. Our rallying cry is freedom, and freedom is tied to money in so many ways.
That's right.
You know, there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, spend it, or invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And we're here to promote freedom, because it's a biblical concept for freedom. Christ has set us free, but it's also a practical thing that's going to help make our lives better. When we have massive inflation, you don't feel very free, do you?
No, it causes a lot of things that we have to do. Work harder, spend less, cut things down.
And if you're in debt, you don't have freedom. The Bible says, I've got my Bible here, the borrower is a slave to the lender. So, in fact, these are our five undeniable truths. We talk about them all the time. We call it the magic speech. I gave this speech to standing room only audiences with massive, you know, the standing room applause. I mean, they stood up, and I'm not taking credit for it.
It's great.
It's anointed speech.
Well, it's truth. What you say, the truth is the truth is the truth.
And
it will set you free.
Here's the truth. One, our debt path is unsustainable with $36 trillion. Two, other nations are targeting our currency, the BRICS nations. We talk about it on this radio program. Three, inflation creates a wealth gap. It makes the poor poorer, the rich richer. That hurts the poor and could lead to destabilization of our nation. Four, Central bank digital currency can be a threat to your liberty. And we've talked about that before. Go back and listen to a previous episode and we'll talk about it again. Stay tuned to the station for it. And five, we can make money great again. That's what we call pirate money.
Literally
transactional gold and silver. It's called pirate money because the pirates had gold doubloons and pieces of eight. And that's what George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, they all thought was real money. Silver, Spanish mill dollars, and gold doubloons, which were also known as pieces of eight and gold doubloons. If you hear that old Disney song, gold doubloons and pieces of eight, that's real money. That's what the Constitution is basing money on, that concept. That's how we win this economic war that we're in. That's how we overcome the five undeniable truths, get out of debt, save the country. You know, we're going to talk about more of this every week.
And they were basically pirates too. Overthrowing the tyranny.
Yes, so. They were. The Boston Tea Party.
Right.
Wasn't that an act of piracy?
That's exactly right.
And we had pirates. John Paul Jones, the first, the admiral of the American Navy. You ask the British who John Paul Jones were, they'd say he's an American pirate.
And you can be a pirate too.
Yeah, all right. So you can learn more at piratemoneyradio.com. We'll take a break, but we'll be right back with more solutions soon.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and I'm joined with the beautiful Marnie Freeman, my love, my sweetheart, mother of our children. Just a tremendous day to have you here. It's a Christmas present to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I know Christmas is coming up, and it's a little hard this year. I mean, credit card balances now are at record levels per family. $10,757 is what I saw. That's the average family Christmas. That credit card balance, that's kind of daunting when you're going to go buy Christmas presents, isn't it?
And then you have the whole rest of the year to have to pay it off, and then you start over again. I mean, to get out from under all that would be so helpful.
Yeah. Well, people are driving cars longer. I just saw the average age of a vehicle on the road is 13.6 years.
And it used to be like eight.
In the 90s. When we were dating and got married, it was 8 years.
That was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
We're not that old.
Yeah. 30 years ago, you would have an average age of a vehicle was 8 years. Now it's 13.76 years. But we're fortunate this past year, we finally were able to buy we've been leasing vehicles for years.
Yes, for this very reason.
Yeah, because we couldn't afford to pay all the money in. And
they had programs that can help us get into a car.
And our cars broke down and we had issues, but we were able to buy our cars. We paid off the lease this year, which was, that's a
yes, we bought our cars.
From 2024.
It took some work, but we did it.
It did. And it was possible because, both our dads passed away. And dad left an inheritance for us.
It was a rough year last year. Your dad passed and my dad passed.
Yeah.
My aunt.
Not 2024. Yeah. That was 2023. It was tough. 2024 has been a little bit better.
Yeah.
Inflation has really hit us. Do you remember we'd go to the Tom Thumb or the Kroger and Walmart? Walmart neighborhood market. It didn't matter where we went. How much did we spend? We joked about it.
$100.
It was $100.
$100 every time.
Whatever we put in the basket, it was $97.84 or $102.46, but it was always right around 100.
Always right around 100.
You know what the average cost of a basket of groceries is today? Just take a guess.
So $300.
Wow, you are right on target. It's $327. That was the average. They did calculate it in Miami. The average.
Well, I know I put less in my shopping cart now because of that.
Right. And even what you buy, the portion sizes are smaller, right?
They are. What is that trickery going on?
Yeah, no, it's inflation magic. It's kind of dark magic, but we need some pirate money. In order to solve that. So we've made some progress this past year. We talked about right before the break, we were talking about freedom, economic freedom, but we were also talking about how you could take any amount of money, a penny, to $1 million or $10 million or whatever.
So if anybody can participate.
Yeah, if you have $10 million, we'll just talk. Yeah, we should talk if you have $10 million. But no, if you've got a normal amount of money and you've got it put in the bank, you could actually put it and hold it in the form of gold and silver if we get this legislation passed. It's not passed yet. We need to get it passed. Otherwise, if you do it commercially now, it's taxed weirdly. It's taxed like a collectible, and the government could shut it down or take it away.
So every time you spend a gold or sell it, I say, you're going to get taxed.
You will, capital gains. As it is now. But if we get this legislation passed, so we made some progress in the year 2024. I mentioned earlier that we had a study in Utah that I participated in with the treasurer, ran the study with a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. And they all said, we can do this.
Yes.
It's legal. It's practical. People want it. That's what the study found. And you can get that Utah study bill and look at the findings of it. And I was a big part of writing it.
Yeah. You were amazing. You started that in 2011 in Utah, at least.
Yeah. Well,
I've been study bills
working
there.
With Utah since 2011. Well, we also went and testified. Mike Carter, who's regularly a co-host on this program, and I went to Oklahoma for Senator David Bullard. And we had a full study session on it, and they concluded, I believe, that we can do this. In Kansas, with Michael Murphy, he's been putting forth legislation.
Okay, you brought up Kansas. Now you have to tell us what pirate money has to do with Wizard of Oz.
Okay, all right. So Mike contacted me, Representative Mike Murphy contacted me because, well, I didn't mention him on the Glenn Beck program, and he's a friend of Glenn's, and he was listening, and he said, how come you didn't mention Kansas? Kansas is where a lot of this comes from. So,
that's right.
Representative Murphy, if you're listening, hear this. In The Wizard of Oz is an economic allegory. The idea was that Dorothy had to leave Kansas because the economy was so tumultuous with inflation, everything. That was the tornado carried her into the weird place where the Wicked Witch was of the Northeast, was the bankers who were controlling everything, and the flying monkeys were lawyers.
Sorry, lawyers.
And they were trying to get back to Kansas. How do I get back to Kansas? Well, you should follow the yellow brick road.
And what's the yellow brick road?
Gold.
Yeah.
And it's ounces. The Wizard of Oz,
yeah.
Which stands for ounce. Mm-hmm. And what color slippers?
Well, they're ruby and technicolor, but they were actually supposed to be silver, a bimetal system.
In the book, they were, you follow the yellow brick road with silver slippers. In other words, you have gold and silver get you back home. Do you stop at the Wizard's Emerald City, which is the greenbacks, because you have an answer there with greenbacks? No, when you peel back the curtain, there's no power behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Nothing behind the dollars that are fiat money. That's an economic allegory. It's Kansas. So we met so many wonderful people. We met Doug Bankson in Florida. In Texas, we're working with Mark DeRazio, Representative DeRazio, Senator Tan Parker, Senator Brian Hughes, and your good friend in Tyler.
Oh, Joanne Fleming.
Yeah.
I love her.
Joanne Fleming, True Tech. Texas, Cindy Castilla at Eagle Forum. All these people have come together to help get this passed. If you want to learn more, go to transactionalgold.com and look where your state is. Contact your state legislator. If you feel so inclined, if you want to share more, look at piratemoneybook.com and consider sharing a book with a legislator or something. Let's spread the word on this.
Yes, absolutely. You can reach out to Mike at transactionalgold.com too. We'll help. We'll do whatever we can to help you make progress in your state.
And we have been making progress, and it's so important from a biblical perspective. Start in Genesis. Pick up your Bible and look in Genesis and go all the way to Revelation and tell me what money is. It's always gold and silver or sometimes copper. It's never paper. In fact, there's a statement, we're going to check your work. How? It's going to be tested by fire. Is it gold and silver, which is pure, or is it wood, hay, and stubble?
Yep.
What's paper money made out of?
Let me see. Wood.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole idea is we have constitutional currency. It's biblical currency. It's pirate money. I'm so excited. We're going to be working together. It's a family enterprise.
It is a family enterprise.
And a very large team working together to get this to, the parable of the talents, Marnie, you mentioned it earlier. There was one steward that went and invested his talent. Another steward invested his talents. And the third one, what did he do?
He buried it.
So you can't take gold and just bury it in the background. We have to make it transactional. Otherwise, if everybody bought gold and didn't have any other money, our economy would collapse unless we make it transactional.
That's right.
All right. So this is what we're doing. If you have questions or comments about this, you can reach out to us at AFR, email at AFR@piratemoneyradio.com. That's AFR@piratemoneyradio.com. So we've had an incredible year. We've made new friends. We've worked with old friends. Name some of the people that have been so important to us that we already know. Maxwell comes to mind.
Steve Maxwell, CDF, Naomi Wolf, Kathy Barnett, you're going down that, and well-versed Jim Garlow. Paul Blair with Liberty Pastors, iVoter Guide, Christians Engaged, Students Standing Strong, Salt and Light Council, Patriot Academy.
Rick Green.
That's a long list, but Wind and Fire, Vicky and Dan, Gloria of Zion, Frank Gaffney, Tuvu, Diamond Mine with Catherine Novikov, John Graves, Million.
All of these groups, we've educated some of the smartest, most brilliant people in America. We've educated. They've jumped on board. Even Bob McEwen, former congressman, Council for National Policy, and so many other.
Wall Builders, Brigitte Gabriel, Jakub Williams, Grassroots America, We the People.
Nick Vujicic.
Maryland with Ed Next. Yeah, Anita Scott, the Preferts. We have a lot. I mean, there was at least 80-some-odd groups that we worked with,
Too many people to name, but we made some new friends in the past year also.
That all love the Lord.
It's amazing.
And love their country and their families.
Charlie Kirk, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Eric Metaxas, Lara Logan, John Voight, the actor. That was one of my highlights.
So fun.
I pick up my phone and there's John Voight calling. And he says, hi, Kevin, this is John Voight. You know, I want to be your friend. He called and said, after I interviewed him, he said, I want to be your friend. I can't believe
that. He's funny. He's a great guy.
He is funny. Walker Wildman on American Family Radio. He put us on. This is one
now
of our great ones of 2024. Dr. Naomi Wolf. Dr. Wolf was, I thought, on the opposite side of the political spectrum. And then when we met her, found we had so much in common with her. Just amazing.
I mean, and all your guests on this show and Economic War Room.
Yeah. So we've made new friends. We've deepened relationships. We have a great team. Keith Green, I want to shout out to him because Keith, he lost his mom, but he didn't lose her. He knows exactly where she is. She's in heaven. Chuck Norris, his mom passed also in heaven. Our dads have gone to heaven. My mom has gone to heaven. So, and Laurie Bolton and all the work she did. Mike, Russell, Madison, Benjamin, so many people on our team that have done this. We have great family memories from the past year. And we're so thankful. I'm so thankful for you as my wife. You're the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, I'm thankful for you.
Actually,
too.
Jesus is the best Christmas ever.
Well, that's true.
You will be second best Christmas present ever, at least for me. I'm thankful for the body of Christ. I'm thankful for our health.
Absolutely.
And the nation America seems to be heading back on track, and the opportunity that we've got coming up. This was a good year. It's going to be a great year
ahead. It's going to be incredible. Looking forward to it. Amazing year.
All right. So please listen wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the Pirate Money Radio on Apple, Spotify. Help us spread the word. Help us build our audience. Share this episode with all your friends and family. People need to hear what we've talked about today. PirateMoneyRadio.com, AFR.net, or wherever you get your podcasts. Till next week, this is Kevin Freeman and Marnie Freeman and Pirate Money Radio.